Next Home Investment. Next Home is a family-owned real estate solutions company focused on providing homeowners in the DMV with solutions to all their concerns. Alan and Keisha Smothers will help you in all situations from divorce, foreclosure, death of a family member, and so much more. Their goal is to provide a win-win real estate solution experience. They provide cash offers and quick closing. That's Next Home Investment. You can find them online at nexthomeinvestment.net or give them a call at 202-802-0642. Next Home Investment.
Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick As Threes. I am your host, Cornell Felton, and I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all new episode happening now. Lego.
Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick As Three. This podcast is hosted on Anchor with all available episodes on Spotify. I am your host, Cornell Felton. I'm with my guy, Stanley Allen. Stanley, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people?
Before we get started, we want to make sure that we say a special thank you to a couple people that I may have missed on the last episode. I want to start with Sandy. Sandy, thank you so much for being a loyal listener. She always has great questions, great comments. We actually need to get her on the show. She's not so much the sports fan, but she is... She's very aware of what's happening, and I think she would have some solid comments. What do you think,
Sam? She might talk about them New York teams, but outside of that, I don't think she know much.
Okay.
Well, but she is a great fan.
She's a great fan, and she's a great person. Curtis Grover, coaching friend of mine, dear friend, thank you so much for listening. Mike Johnson, we just did a bike ride together, long bike ride, him and myself and Jesse Casey. Thank you so much for listening. I think that covers it. I'm sure there's more people that listen to the show that I have not said thank you to, but please know that we're thinking about you guys. This is an all-new episode. This is going to be another fast break. We wanted to get on here and give you something for the weekend. Steve Miles has gone out of his way to record something earlier. Him and I talked, and he recorded a brief 4 or 5 minute weekend edition, a weekend review of sports. Stanley, you didn't even know this. I just pulled Stanley into the studio. He just got home from work. How was work?
Work was good.
He had a full day?
Randy Rainbow.
I don't know what that is, but he had a full day at work, so I just pulled him into the studio. But Steve has already recorded, so the next voice you'll hear after Stanley and I is Steve Moss talking about the weekend in sports. Before we go, Stanley, you got anything to say to the people?
How about them Cowboys? Trayvon Diggs, defensive, NFC Player of the Month, followed by Player of the Week in week one of the next month. So, yeah, keep your eyes out for the boys special.
Okay, you guys can check them out on Sunday. Please follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, at ThickS3s. Once again, the next voice you hear will be Steve Miles after this commercial break. I'll be back to wrap up the show and tell you all the fun things you need to know until you hear an all-new episode of ThickS3s. Steve, take it away.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, Steve Miles, a.k.a. the Youthful Curmudgeon, stepping in here on a Friday. I just wanted to step in for a few minutes and give my thoughts and opinions on this weekend's sporting events. It's going to be a great, great, great weekend. I mean, if you don't have nothing to do, just post up on your couch. Get something good to eat, something good to drink. Get you a cigar or something else you may like to smoke on. Invite some friends over. Fire up the grill one last time since the weather's still good. But this is the weekend you should do it. I believe it's 12 hours of just nonstop great sporting events. From baseball to boxing to the college football scenes. And then you got the NFL ending on Sunday. So I'm going to jump right in. Just give my opinion on all these great events. I highlighted about 4 college games, 4 pro games you can place your bets on, and then I'll finish it out by, you know, letting you know what I think about the Deontay Wilder-Tyson Fury trilogy match this weekend. So let's just jump right in. Saturday, kicking it off at noon, you had the Red River Rivalry. Ooh, say that 3 times. That's a tongue twister. But Oklahoma versus Texas, a classic rivalry always a big event jumping off at noon on ESPN. But in this game, I'm going to go with the Sooners. They've been struggling. They have been struggling. Their quarterback, Riddler, I think that's his name, Rattler, he's, you know, a top prospect for the NFL. But he's been struggling. But hey, they're 6-0 right now, 5-0, I believe. So, got to go with the Sooners. You know what I mean? Steve Sarkisian coming over from Alabama. He's doing a great job with Texas. But, you know, it's his first year. These aren't really his main guys. So, he's making it work. So, I'm going to go with Lincoln Riley and the Oklahoma Sooners. Just off familiarity and having more chemistry. Next big game we got going. We got local. Just got a little local flair. Our Maryland Terps, who lost their first game last week to Iowa, who's now number 3 in the country. I'll talk to you about them shortly. But they're headed out to Columbus, getting ready to take on the Buckeyes of Ohio State. I know we want our local team to do well, but this one don't look good. I'm gonna go with the Buckeyes. Got the Buckeyes winning. Buckeyes are rolling right now after early loss to start the season. Got some things. The quarterback CJ Stroud, I think that's how you say his name. He's on a heater. And honestly, you know, Maryland's normally a basketball school. I gotta be honest. You know what I mean? Growing up, the only thing about Maryland football I knew was Boomer Esiason was a quarterback here way back in the day. But hey, you know, they started out a great season. After this game, they're probably gonna be 4-2, which is still good. Three more wins, and they'll be a bowl contender. But I just think Ohio State just have a little too much for them. So we're gonna go with Ohio State in this one. Next big game, Iron Bowl. Can't beat it. Oh, it's not the Iron Bowl. I apologize. That's Alabama and Auburn. But this is gonna be Georgia versus Auburn this weekend. Georgia, they're a juggernaut. They are playing excellent football right now. Number 2 in the country coming in. Their defense looks strong. I don't think Auburn has much to go against that. So we're gonna go with Georgia in a blowout. The next big game. This is gonna be at 4:00, big time game here. Penn State, number 4 in the country, versus Iowa, number 3 in the country. I don't know. Man, I haven't really seen much of either one of these teams play. But I'm just gonna go with my gut and go with a heart pick here and just go and take Penn State. I think Steve Clifford. I think that's it. We'll check on that. But yeah, the quarterback last name's Clifford. He's been playing well. I think he's gonna do well. But I do know Iowa has a great run game that they're gonna rely on. So we just gotta get. I'm gonna go with Penn State just off of the homer in me, and I had a lot of friends that went there. But you know, hey, this is their year. I like their coach, James Franklin. He's a great guy, great coach. So we're gonna go with Penn State. And finally, the last game of the night that we're gonna highlight here. We're going down to Blacksburg, who has the number 1. If you haven't never seen their entrance at Virginia Tech for their football team pre-game, you are missing it. That is Enter the Sandman that they play, and the team walks out is the greatest entrance in college football history, I believe. But hey, coming into town is Notre Dame, so I know it's going to be a raucous, crazy crowd out there. I'm going to take the Hokies to win this off of the sheer excitement of having a prime time 7:00 game. So you know it's going to be rocking late night out there in that Radford, Blacksburg area. They're going to do it big. And I think Notre Dame's quarterback is hurt, so they're going to be playing a backup quarterback, and I just think Virginia Tech is going to go out there, and they're going to have a great game and get a win. That is my college football preview. Be right back.
And we're back. You guys have been listening to an all-new episode of Thick As Threes. I want to say a special thank you to Steve Miles for that wonderful section. I also want to say thank you to my man Stanley Allen, who had to run. He had some business to do, so he had to jet out of the studio. But thank you, Stanley, for joining me for the start of the show. I want to send a special shout-out to my main man, Coach Bobby Terry, who's at home with his lovely wife tonight, having, I'm sure, a lovely time at home in the great old Woodbridge, Virginia. Thank you so much for listening. This is not an ad. But I've been drinking Sagamore, straight rye. So I've been on that whiskey for the night. Stanley's yelling at me, so if you hear anything in the background, that's Stanley. I'm not going to stop the recording. So thank you so much for listening. You guys have been listening to Thick As Threes. I'm your host, Cornell Felton. I don't do this show alone. I do it with my cohorts. I do it with my co-host, Coach Bobby Terry, Stanley Allen, and of course, Stephen J. Miles. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, people, remember this. Before I close, follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at ThickS3s. And remember, every day you wake up, you have a chance to be better. You have a chance to make this world better. So choose to be great. See you soon. Peace. Okay, all right. This is your host, Cornell Felton. Like I told you as I close the show, I've had a little bit to drink tonight. So, you're going to get a special treat. I recorded a couple bars. I dropped a smooth 16. I decided to let it go. I decided to record it, and I decided to put it on the show. I'm still dropping bars. I don't even know what I'm doing right now. I'm crazy. I'm crazy. The last show, maybe the second show before the last, I had Stanley that I recorded and dropped his bars. He wasn't very happy with it, but who cares? So I'm going to add this to the show. I hope you enjoyed. I'm just having a little bit of fun. Thank you for listening. Talk to you soon. Peace. Boom. 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 I said my name is C. Felton and I'm on the mic. I said I'm rocking that thing from left to right. I had date night and I had some more. A sack of more from Baltimore. I'm on the whiskey and I'm on the rye. I'm dropping these beats from high to sky. I'm rapping on the beat and I'm bringing you this heat. Let them Arizona Cardinals eat. 4-0 and we're running the show. Them damn skins, they don't even know. The Dallas Cowboys ain't even invited to the show. Eagles suck. I was feeling that last part. Alright, I'm done. I'm done. Sorry, it's the whiskey. I was just having some fun. Ooh, I'm still dropping bars and I'm coming from afar. I shoot the three and I... Okay. All right, I'm done. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Oh, thank you.